After another successful regular season, the McDonald Lady Macs entered the playoffs knowing every night there'd be a target on their back.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal, pitting your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number nine seed, the Lancers of Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Hooper at the foul line, kicks out Marley Hughes, wide open for three, deep three, left side, right through the bottom of the net. Marley Hughes for her second three, left corner pocket, making it rain, Marley. Lauren Dietz, pull up, left of the circle, 4-3, straight home. Pass gets away, and Emily Cooper, the first one to the ball. Cooper down the left side of the lane, left-handed layup is good.
Hughes had the hot hand early on when McDonald fell behind early. A couple three-pointers. Lady Macs were down 6-0 early. Marley for her third three of the night.
Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Marley is hot.
And that one comes up short.
Offensive rebound, put back. Lanice Kaufman, the smallest player on the floor, gets an offensive board and a putback.
10 seconds to play. Lauren Dietz, right corner with eight. Dietz pulls up from 16. That one rims out. Offensive rebound, putback before the buzzer.
Emma Stelter.
For three, can she find the range? Not this time. Offensive rebound, Lauren Dietz goes up strong and scores. Close to take an extra step, and now a pass thrown away. Lauren Dietz streaking to the hoop, down the lane, layup good. Lauren takes a hard seat along the baseline, but she has 21 points. Hits the back rim, offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper driving baseline, tiptoeing, kick out Marley Hughes for her 4-3. She can't miss tonight.
What a great shot.
Aubrey Dorn takes a pass right to the rack,
high off the glass, and scores.
The feed from Destiny Boffman, and Dorn has four. 47-22 McDonald in the regional semi. Lauren Dietz sneaking along the baseline, high off the glass and good. A dime drop from 35 feet away by Emily Cooper. Lauren Dietz has 23.
If you're down there open, she'll find you.
Pass to Lauren Dietz, left block extended, 18-foot jumper, baseline. She's still cooking, Lauren Dietz. Corner, the work to Marley Hughes, splits two defenders, runs one up to the left side with the right hand, and Marley has 17. And that's your game, your final score in this WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs 59, the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers 29.
Another victory, and the road to Resch continues. But the next step is a regional final clash with Clear Lake. This is McDonald Lady Macs playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
McDonald Macs basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Macs pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this regional title tilt between your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs and the number five seed in this region, the Clear Lake Warriors. The Macs come into this game at 22-3, 12-2, second in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Clear Lake 20-6 on the year, 15-3. They were second in the Lakeland West, second only to Northwood, another number one seed in this WIAA Division 5 tournament. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined later on in this half hour by Mark Maloney. We are live on 103.1 FM, streaming audio at WOGO.com, podcasts available there as well, and you can watch and listen to tonight's game via our partnership with Max TV. Link up at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page. McDonald comes into this game fresh off a win last night over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 59-29 for the Clear Lake Warriors. They knocked off Lake Holcomb 55-44 on the road last night. Lake Holcomb was the number four seed in that game. A surprising leading score for first-year head coach Chad Eggert. That's Brenner Peterson, who averages 7.6 points per game, one of three sophomore starters on this Clear Lake team. She had 18 last night. Their leading scorer, senior Maddie Rosen, also in double digits with 10. Nora Eggert with 9 points. sophomore Kate Rosen and Ellie Kress with 6 points apiece. On the other side for McDonald, 52 points combined in the first two rounds of the playoffs for Lauren Dietz. She had 27 last night, 11 of 22 from the field, a perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Marley Hughes, a brilliant night, 16 points, including a couple big three-pointers when McDonald fell behind early last night to Eau Claire Emanuel. 4 of 4, perfection from beyond the arc for Marley, 5 rebounds, 5 assists as well. How about Aubrey Dorn? 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 steal. Emily Cooper, want to highlight what Emily, the sophomore, did last night. 4 points, 2 of 12 from the field. Not her ideal shooting night, but how about this stat line? She stuffed the stat sheet to bursting. 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7 steals for the sophomore starter. Destiny Boffman had no points last night, but she also did so many things well for this team. 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Abby Petronovic, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Same stat line for Emma Stelter, 2 and 4. And Sydney Flanagan, not the tallest player on this team by any stretch, but the 5'4 senior doing yeoman's work with 5 rebounds last night. McDonald only allowed 12 points in the first half as they dominated Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Well, Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And when you are faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here. Pre-game of the regional final from McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. It's the Lady Max and the Warriors of Clear Lake. We are back in 3 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion-dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small-town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your 3 float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, live WOGO play-by-play tonight with Max TV as well. A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Warm-ups have begun. This regional title clash between the Clear Lake Warriors and the McDonald Central Lady Max. As we look at the team stats in a moment, but again, some familiarity in these teams, not only on the hardwood, but also on the same floors in volleyball. McDonald, in four sets, knocked off fourth seed at Clear Lake. McDonald was the three seed on their way to that Division IV state tournament championship. McDonald knocked off Clear Lake here in the sectional semi last fall, and thinking after talking with both head coaches and hearing a little bit of murmurs before the game that maybe not hard feelings, but there's certainly a rivalry between these two teams, and Clear Lake very much would like to get McDonald back on this floor for knocking them out of the Division IV volleyball tournament. But the game has to be played first, and we'll see who's the stronger one in about 2 hours. McDonald shooting 37% from the field, Clear Lake 40%. Looking at the offensive and defensive stats, McDonald averages 58 points per game, gives up 38. Clear Lake 53.9 points per game, scored 36.5 defensively, and defense really is a key for both of these teams. Three-point percentage, McDonald shooting 33% from beyond the arc, 27% for Clear Lake, but they do have four players who've hit 23 or more three-pointers. Free throw percentage, 63% from the charity stripe for McDonald, 57% for the Warriors, 31.7 rebounds per game for Clear Lake, but holding opponents to 12.2. McDonald just under 40 rebounds per game, 13.1 assists per game for Clear Lake, 17.2 for McDonald. Turnovers just over 11 for McDonald per game, 15.4 per game for the Warriors. Warriors averaging 9.9 steals per game. McDonald, an edge in that category, 15 steals per contest. We're going to hear from both head coaches coming up in 3 minutes as McDonald Max pregame continues. Playoff pregame. This is the WIAA Division 5 Regional Final on WOGO Sports. Back in three.
Say you need a prescription filled. You could go out and get it yourself, but that means digging out your hat, gloves, scarf, and coat. Finding that leftover snow in your boots. Scraping your windshield enough to see through. And getting out of your neighborhood. And your reward for all that is standing in line at the big box pharmacy. You could do all that just to get your prescription. Or you could call the Medicine Shop and take advantage of their free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Lady Mac playoff basketball, a regional title on the line here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls, here with head coach Chad Eggert of the Clear Lake Warriors, the fifth seed against your number one seed at McDonald Central. Max and coach, went on the road to defeat Lake Holcomb in that game. What did you do well, as you had maybe a little bit of an unexpected leading scorer?
Yeah, we struggled a little bit to handle the ball, and we had some foolish turnovers, but Brennan Peterson came through in the second half, hit three threes for us late, and that was kind of the difference, you know, in the game. Was her scoring late gave us that lead, pushed it up to around 10, and we hung on.
Coach, having a 6'1" center at the Division Five level certainly gives you a height advantage in a lot of games. How much do you try and press that advantage, and how much is working it outside as well?
Well, it's kind of like anything. You work it inside to get your outside game going, get your outside game going to get your inside game going. And, you know, we just kind of let Maddie do her thing. And, you know, if she's looking to score some nights, other nights she's looking to dish it. So we just kind of feed off of her.
Coach, first year with the Warriors, but there's obviously some history between McDonald and Clear Lake. They met in the sectional semi in volleyball. I mean, these are some athletes that are quite familiar with each other's abilities.
Oh, that's for sure. The rivalry of volleyball has been pretty big over the years, I know for sure. And I believe we got beat down here this year in the regional or sectional semifinal. So I know there's a few girls on the team here that'd like to get a little revenge, yeah, for sure.
And finally, Coach, when Clear Lake basketball is at its best, what are you doing well? What do you need to do to get a regional title tonight?
We got to take care of the basketball. If we take care of the basketball and knock some shots down, usually our defense is pretty good. So if we can do that, keep the game close and hopefully get a chance at the end.
Coach, we're expecting a big crowd from both schools here. Should be a lot of fun. Best of luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's head coach Chad Eggert here before the WIA Division 5 Regional Final live in Chippewa Falls. It's WOGO Radio on Max TV and 103.1 FM.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. For more information.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken and Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports Radio and Max TV. It is the WIA Division 5 Regional Final here from McDonald Central. The number 5 seed Clear Lake Warriors against your number 1 seed at McDonald Central. Lady Max here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, each game it seems like there are some, and we keep coming back to this, unsung heroes, folks who on your team might not be getting the leading scorer recognition, but doing so many little things well. It happened again last night.
It did. Like I said, with the senior leadership we have, each girl steps up time after time, game after game. It's just no matter what, they're just unsung heroes all year.
When you look at this Clear Lake team, obviously there's some history between these schools in volleyball, a sectional semifinal defeat of Clear Lake in four sets by these girls. I mean, they know each other's talent and abilities in a variety of sports settings.
Well, again, I think that volleyball has a lot to do with it, but we played them a couple times and lost in basketball. And so, again, it's a great rivalry. They're a great school, well-coached, so it should be a good game.
When you look at them, obviously what jumps out is 6'1 senior Maddie Rosen. They have more impact players, but how do you make sure that she doesn't really hurt you?
Well, we just got to, again, we got to set the tempo. We got to make sure we dictate the tempo and not them, because when they get in their half-court set, they're very deadly. And, again, they rebound the ball very well, and they play good defense.
Coach, offensively, it's easy to look at three-point stats, but what jumps out recently is turnovers going down, assists going up.
That's correct. And, when you play better basketball, that's what usually happens. So, again, we share the basketball. We make sure that we push the ball. We dictate the tempo. And, again, same teams coming in, they're doing the same thing. They're focusing on valuing the basketball and rebounding the ball.
Well, Coach, I know a regional championship is always one of those goals after conference that looks for that regional championship, and so hopefully we're seeing you guys achieve that here tonight. Best of luck, and we're looking forward to talking to you afterward.
Well, thank you very much, Caleb, for the great coverage. We appreciate it.
Head Coach Don Cooper, we are back after this with your game tip-off here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Playoff Basketball.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Is filling up inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. A regional title is set to begin. It's time here on WOGO Sports and Max TV for tonight's Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, full gym. This should be a phenomenal regional title.
It is. And it's listening to all this pregame stuff, and everybody knows this school. They know the history, the volleyball, basketball. It goes back a long ways. This is going to be a very, very intense game. And so the McDonald girls just got to play their basketball, have some tenacious defense like they've been living on, and shoot the ball well and rebound well on the offensive side. They're going to have to play good against a very athletic Clear Lake team.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, your Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Number one versus number five. This is going to be incredible. Don't go anywhere. We are back with your tip after this on WOGO Sports.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business, or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Do this thing. WIAA Division 5 regional title starts now. Starting lineups introduced first for the number 5 seed Clear Lake Warriors, Ellie Kress. She is a sophomore guard, 5'8", averages 3.4 points. Lizzie Rosen, one of two seniors in the starting lineup, 5'9", guard, 5.9 points, 4.2 assists to lead the team. Brenna Peterson, another sophomore, number 23, 5'8", forward, 7.6 points. Sophomore Nora Eggert, 6.7 points, number 25, a 5'9", guard. And Maddie Rosen is their star, 16.1 points, 10.4 rebounds for the senior, 6'1", center, number 31, Chad Eggert, first year as head coach of Clear Lake. For McDonald, Destiny Boffman, 5'7", senior guard, number 0, 5.9 points per game, 6.6 rebounds and 2 steals. Marley Hughes, 5'9", junior small forward, number 1, 2 steals per game, 9.5 points per game, second on the team in assists. Emily Cooper, 5'8", sophomore point guard, number 22, 4.4 steals per game, 11.8 points, leads the team in assists. Lauren Dietz, 5'4", senior guard, number 24, 17.6 points per game, first on the team, leads the team in rebounds as well, and almost 2 steals and 2 assists per game. And Abby Petronovich, 5'10", senior center, number 42, 2.9 points per game, second on the team with 6.8 rebounds. Eighth-year head coach Don Cooper heads this McDonald Central Lady Max program. McDonald will be jumping Marley Hughes at midcourt. Marley standing 5'9", against the 6'1", senior, Maddie Rosen. There is a huge compliment from Clear Lake here tonight. I'd say pretty much equaled by McDonald faithful. It's going to be full. It's going to be loud. And Marley wins the tip, giving up 4 inches, showing off the bounce. And McDonald will move left to right as we begin here in this regional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Clear Lake is sitting in a 2-1-2 zone.
Lauren Dietz, right corner, back to Marley Hughes. Rotates left side. Emily Cooper to Destiny Boffman in the left corner. Cooper. Puts it on the floor with her right hand. One bounce back to Marley Hughes' right side. Emily Cooper spots up for her first three. Online just off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Lizzie Rosen. Clear Lake. Royal blue tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, black piping. McDonald resplendent in their home whites with the royal blue, solid numerals and letters. Royal blue accents on the tanks and the shorts. Rosen, long two. That one off the far side of the rim, batted to Lauren Dietz from Marley Hughes. No score early going. Almost 1 minute gone by here in this regional final on WOGO. Clear Lake and McDonald. Donald beat him this fall right here on this floor in the sectional semifinal in the Division IV volleyball tournament. Abby Petranovic in some trouble, throws it away, stolen by Nora Eggert. Lizzie Rosen across the logo at midcourt, checked by Destiny Boffman. Destiny always has that task. And Maddie Rosen goes down. She's in some pain, a three hit, and the officials are going to have to call time as Maddie Rosen staying down. The three goes through for Clear Lake. And Maddie Rosen in some pain and a little gimpy going off. As we were watching her go down, I'm not sure who it was who hit that three for Clear Lake.
I thought it was 15.
That would be Lizzie Rosen. That would be her 33rd of the year. They shoot 27% from long range, but four players have hit 23 or more three-pointers for this Clear Lake team. A lot of balance on offense. Donald trails 3-0. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper drops at the left elbow. Out to Lauren Dietz for the tie. Straight on, straight in. Lauren picks up right where she left off last night. 3-3. Left wing, Brandy Madison, the young freshman 5'5 guard who just subbed in. Quick three left side. That one almost goes glass and in. And then a foul on Madison as she bumps Emily Cooper on the rebound. Again, there's not a lot of seniors, four total on this entire roster, two starting for Coach Eggert. Always a lot of talent at Clear Lake, but maybe not a ton of varsity basketball experience. Right corner, Lauren Dietz. Dietz loops it back out. Emily Cooper, cross court skip Marley Hughes. Tied at three, 15-40 and counting to go. Driving hard at the left side of the lane. Lauren Dietz has five quick points as she puts on and up with the left hand.
And again, you got to give Abigail half that credit for a beautiful screen.
Donald, some pressure, a big bump in the lane, and Abby Petranovic is going to get called for that. I kind of thought Brenna Peterson created that contact, but
Abby does a nice job of holding her own there, but
it's the first on Petranovic, and Emma Stelter will come in quickly. They're going to need to rotate a bit, maybe in the post, assuming Maddie Rosen can come back in. We certainly hope she will be able to. The talented 6'1 senior is actually walking away from the court right now. Left wing, Ellie Kress against Emily Cooper. Right side for Eggert. Eggert lost it to Marley Hughes. Hughes just ripped it away. Hughes finds Lauren Dietz along the baseline, skips out. Destiny Boffman for three, right side. Yeah!
Beautiful.
Destiny Boffman was held scoreless in the last game. Not going to happen. Two games in a row for Destiny. Pass to Kress in the left corner. 8-3 McDonald. 3 minutes gone by. Pass thrown to the backcourt. No tip. That's an over and back violation. Rosen, you know what? The officials may be conferring on this because Lizzie Rosen is saying it was tipped. And they will give it back to Clear Lake. So good job by the officials. And good respect there from Lizzie Rosen, pleading her case to the officials. And now she will inbound against some pressure, throws right at midcourt. Into the right corner, Madison, the young freshman. Back out right side, Ellie Kress. Ellie Kress pulls up, 15-footer, no, too long. Lauren Dietz with the rebound. Dietz looking to push, finds Marley Hughes. Marley a one-on-four right now. Drops back for Emily Cooper. Left side, Destiny Boffman. Boffman back to Emily Cooper. Right side, Marley Hughes outside the arc. Short corner feed, Lauren Dietz. 16-foot jumper, money! Dietz with seven. She's found a new gear here in the playoffs. The conference player of the year, co-player of the year in the Western Clover Belt, Lauren Dietz. 10-3 McDonald. Almost 4 minutes gone by first half. Right wing, Maddie Rosen has not returned to the bench. press outside the arc, picked up by Emily Cooper. Throws right side. Brenner Peterson, who had 18 in that regional semi. Peterson into the paint. She's kind of lanky. Trying to travel up top. Nora Eggert. So again, when I say lanky, there's some height on this lineup. They go 5'8", 5'9", 5'8", 5'9", at 6'1", their starting lineup. But they've lost that with their 6'1", Maddie Rosen, the center, going out. And again, not seeing her right now, and really hope that she's able to come back in for this team. Obviously, for McDonald's sake, looking for the win, but you want to be able to beat your opponent at full strength, and you never want to see a star player go down. Marley Hughes, left wing, wide open for three. Oh, it spins in and out. Offensive rebound, no. Lauren Dietz put it back up and missed one from 2 feet. Marley was 4 for 4 last night. And that one should have gone down. Deep three, left side. Clanks off the front of the rim. Hughes with the rebound after the miss by Kress. Marley drops to Emily Cooper, finds Lauren Dietz, left corner. Dietz drops down to Destiny Boffman. Boffman in a crowd, skips out for Marley Hughes. Marley, ball fake, long cross-court skip, Emily Cooper. She's wide open for three, left wing, far side of the rim, too high, rebound batted down and won by Rosen. 5 minutes gone by first half. And good, we see Maddie Rosen now at the scorer's table, so... Again, we want her out of this game, but with foul trouble, not with injury. Speaking of fouls, Marley Hughes with a reach-in. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop, in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Brandy Madison out, Maddie Rosen back in. They'll try and loop it into Rosen off the inbound. She works against Stelter, turns and scores immediately, and that's the impact. Maddie Rosen, the 6'1" senior, averages a double-double can have on this game. 10-5 McDonald. Destiny Boffman back to Emily Cooper. Cooper for Marley Hughes right of the circle. Back to Emily Cooper. She'll try another three. Left wings. Oh, net! Emily Cooper, she did not hit a three last night. That changes in a hurry tonight. Pass left side for Kress. Press against Cooper, throws a dangerous pass that goes right between the legs of Nora Eggert and out of bounds into the Clear Lake bench. 13-5 McDonald, 12-15 to go. First half. McDonald on the floor right now with Stelter, Cooper, Hughes, Destiny Boffman, and Lauren Dietz. And Emma Stelter will inbound right in front of the WOGO logo on that scorer's table. Cooper crosses the timeline with 12-14 to play. Lauren Dietz up top. Dietz back to Cooper, right wing. Cooper, one bounce, then drops back for Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go, top of the key to Marley Hughes. Back to Lauren. Lauren, good ball fake. Emily Cooper, right corner. Long cross-court skip, Marley Hughes to Destiny Boffin. Passes up the three after a quick closeout. Emily Cooper on the right. Finds Lauren Dietz. She'll snap off a quick three, rattles it in. Right corner pocket, Lauren Dietz. She has 10 already. McDonald leads 16-5.
She knew that was going in when she shot it.
Maddie Rosen slowly across the timeline. Hands off to Lizzie Rosen. Rosen at the foul line. Back to Maddie Rosen, left wing. Skips into the corner. That's Madison. Back to Maddie Rosen for three. Front rim, clanks it. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Destiny Boffman gobbles it up. Emily Cooper will push across the timeline with 11:20 to play. 16-5 McDonald.
So
regional final.
You got to keep them one and done on their offensive series and then convert.
Marley Hughes for Emily Cooper's quick three, right side, off the glass, no. Offensive rebound, 12-footer, Marley Hughes, sweet. And a timeout taken. We're going to step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
early 13-point lead for the McDonald Central Lady Macs as they've canned 4 3-pointers in the first 7 minutes of this WIAA Division V regional final game. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you in a packed gymnasium inside McDonald Central. Ezra Van Dyke for the second straight night running our controls back at the Wogo home base in Halley. McDonald, surrounding trap, and a foul called against McDonald. That's their third at midcourt, making a reach in on Destiny Boffman. Well, is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Macs basketball right here on Wogo Radio. If you're planning to build a new home, contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. 18-5 McDonald. I'll correct myself. That one went on Emily Cooper. That's her first. Still the team's third. Press up top, Maddie Rosen. Rosen holding against Aubrey Dorn, number 23, the sophomore forward who just came into the game for the first time tonight. Press up top. She's looking like she wants to pull the trigger on that three. Lizzie Rosen, right wing. Back to Kress. Kress, deep three, straight on Cannon. Goodness. Again, you could just kind of see that twitch that she was looking to shoot. Goodness, she showed her ability there. Ellie Kress. 18-8. McDonald still up 10. And a travel called on Lauren Dietz. I missed that one.
Yeah, I did too.
I think Lauren was wondering what went on too. Then I'm not even going to guess. I did not see it.
She kind of caught the ball and passed the ball. I don't know.
High pass to Maddie Rosen. Poked away by Aubrey Dorn. Marley Hughes gobbles it up along the baseline. Left side, Emily Cooper passes up the three. Left corner, Destiny Boffman. Back to Cooper on the left. Great work there by Aubrey Dorn as they just tried to bomb it into Maddie Rosen on the inbounds to use her height, and Aubrey won that battle. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip. Emily Cooper unloads a three. Got another one! 5 made threes for McDonald, and we haven't even reached the halfway point of the first half. 21-8, the Lady Macs. Brendan Peterson across the timeline with a little trouble. Fights it in down low. Aubrey Dorn almost poked it away from Maddie Rosen. And they're trying to force that in to Rosen, and Aubrey Dorn fronting her. Now Lizzie Rosen loses it up top, and she's called for the travel. We'll discover a better way to bank with Royal Credit Union, where they return earnings to their members. Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/checking change. rcu.org/checking change. Insured by NCUA. Cindy Flanagan, the 5'4" senior guard, comes into this game. She had 5 rebounds last night. Lauren Dietz will take a breather. Flanagan left wing. Cindy's usually good for at least 1 steal per game as well. Emily Cooper right wing to Marley Hughes. Back to Emily. She'll snap off another three. Oh, that one looked like it was going down. Cooper fighting for the loose ball on the floor. It's thrown away by Clear Lake. And diving for it, Nora Eggert. She lost it out of bounds. Good hustle there by the Warriors, but not able to get to it in time. Brandy Madison made a valiant effort. Cindy Flanagan will now inbound right in front of the Clear Lake fans.
And that was a good hustle by Emily to keep that ball alive after she shot it.
Cooper left wing. I mean, that one just really looked like it was going down. We had a good line on it here. Cooper to Marley Hughes, left side. Back to Cooper, straight on between the wheels. Marley Hughes left. Who's Cindy Flanagan, the senior. Flanagan, she's going to get called for travel, and that one I did see. Well, Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. With some trouble across the timeline, Brenna Peterson forces it down, and Aubrey Dorn again sticks the long arm of the law in front of Maddie Rosen. Pokes it away. Now a high pass looking for Dorn, thrown out of bounds. That was a little bit too tall for Aubrey, as Amber Adams and Lauren Dietz will come in for Destiny Boffman and Emily Cooper. Adams, the first time we see her tonight, the 5'9 senior power forward, number 11, just under 4 points per game and almost 2 rebounds for Don Cooper's Lady Macs. She works that post very well. McDonald, some run and jump pressure here. Anna Peterson, the sophomore, across the timeline. Right side to Nora Eggers. Madison, the freshman, having a little trouble in front of the McDonald bench. Pulls it back out to the senior, Rosen. Lizzie Rosen down the lane. High runner off the glass. No. Rebound is loose. Who's going to get to it? Clear Lake will. Off the glass and good. Brenna Peterson. 21-10 McDonald. winning the battle on the boards that time are the Warriors. And they've got some good length on this team. Cindy Flanagan right wing against the freshman Madison. Marley Hughes has it up top. Kress is about to come back in. Lauren Dietz, long three left side. Heat check there off the side of the rim. Aubrey Dorn saves it back in. It skips through someone's legs to Marley Hughes. Amber Adams attacking down the middle of the lane. She draws a foul from Maddie Rosen. Good touch passing by the McDonald Lady Max, and Amber Adams making the right move there. She went right at the senior Maddie Rosen and draws her first foul. Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded, as Amber Adams is rewarded with the first of two free throws. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 2 for 2 for Amber Adams, 43% foul shooter. She turns it up a notch here in the playoffs, 23-10 McDonald, 7:20 to go here in the first half. Looping pass almost gets away from Lizzie Rosen as Amber Adams right in front of her. She'll find a cutter to the hoop. That's Agert. Agert high off the glass. No, but a foul. And the sophomore is going to the line for two.
It'll be the second one on Marley.
Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. There, their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. First free throw is good for Nora Agert. The sophomore on the second. That one too long. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Rosen. Rosen goes up hard. Hoop and harm there for the senior. She had great position. And Rosen, 4 points here tonight, looking for three the old-fashioned way as she can cut this deficit to single digits for Clear Lake. And that foul whistled against Aubrey Dorn, her first. Rosen, good on the free throw. 23-14 McDonald, starting to get a little bit of foul trouble here for the Lady Max. 5 whistles with 7 minutes to go. Lauren Dietz up top, curling into the lane. Dietz pushes it out to Emily Cooper, passes up a long three from the left wing. Destiny Boffman left corner. Emily Cooper holds on her hip, finds Lauren Dietz. Aubrey Dorn fights it down to Destiny Boffman, high off the window. Looked like maybe she took some contact, no whistle. Rebound to Clear Lake. Agert across the timeline. Tall sophomore back to Kress, right wing. Kress feeds Rosen. Rosen trying to spin by Petronovich. Left block extended. Back out to Kress. Closeout prevents the three there. Madison to Kress straight on. Kress again looking for that three. She'll pull the trigger on it from deep. Kress to Madison, left wing. Madison not looking to shoot, back to Kress. Emily Cooper, high hands against her. And a whistle underneath. And I think that may go against Petronovich as she's fighting with Maddie Rosen, and Rosen goes down hard. And that's the last foul to give for the Lady Max in the first half with 6:14 to play, second on Petronovich. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows on this inbounds for Clear Lake. McDonald's had the hot start. Warriors starting to battle back, trailing by 9. Inbounds to Rosen. Rosen goes up strong, misses. Destiny Boffman equally strong with the rebound. Good position there from Rosen, but McDonald made it a tough angle. Lady Max facing that zone. Emily Cooper right winged. Lauren Dietz left of the circle. Into the paint. Out to Cooper from Boffman. Cooper for three. That one is pure.
Good from here.
9 for Emily Cooper. All three from beyond the arc. 26-14. McDonald's lead is back to double digits. Lauren Dietz pressuring Brandy Madison. The freshman down the right side of the lane. Oh, she's going to draw a blocking foul from Lauren, and that will send Madison to the line for a 1-1. When you expect the best, you need Stelter Inc. 3 generations of providing only the highest quality and longest lasting concrete, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Freshman Brandy Madison. Seen quite a bit of action here tonight. First free throw is good. Aubrey Dorn was tiptoeing and trying to balance and trying to keep from falling in to the lane. She did, but the free throw went through for Madison. Again, they shoot 57% from the foul line. Pretty respectable as a team. 26-15 McDonald to make it a 10-point deficit. Madison, the second free throw, too long on it. Rebound pulled down by Destiny Boffman. Otherwise, it would have gone right back to Madison. Cooper up top, standing on the logo. Right wing, Lauren Dietz, just outside the arc. Against the freshman, Madison finds Destiny Boffman. Back to Lauren Dietz on the right. One dribble, leaves it for Emily Cooper. Aubrey Dorn left wing, back to Cooper. Who's had the hot hand from beyond the arc. Lauren Dietz still sitting on a game-high 10 points, though. Aubrey Dorn, right block extended, spins it back to Destiny Boffman in the right corner. Lauren Dietz, one bounce for Cooper. Cooper crosses over on her defender, Eggert. Lost on the way to the hoop. Abby Petronovich digs it out, but it's taken away from her. Madison on the run. The freshman, a one-on-two, goes right at Lauren Dietz. What are they going to get? Blocking foul on Dietz. I thought maybe Lauren would get the call, but Madison with a head of steam. Well, officials are a vital part of educational athletics. Their role is to help craft a fairly played game and help the young people taking part grow. Officials are always in demand, especially since the pandemic kept numbers of officials from relicensing. It's a demanding role. Like the players and coaches, they work in the offseason to get ready for the season. As Madison misses the first, and officials spend many hours during the season working to improve themselves. If you like sports and working with kids, join the ranks of WIAA licensed officials today by going online to WIAAWI.org to apply. That's two on Lauren Dietz, so she will exit. Emma Stelter comes into the game as well. Madison looking to split this trip to the charity stripe. The freshman's free throw is good. So she's 2 for 4 from the line, and it's 26-16. McDonald with the lead. On the floor for the Lady Macs, Emma Stelter, one of the captains, Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, and Destiny Boffman. Eight whistles against McDonald so far here in the half. Just two against Clear Lake. Emily Cooper holding, drops it at the high post. Aubrey Dorn right back to Cooper. Cooper for her 4-3. No. Rebound, Maddie Rosen. Again, that popped in and out.
Yeah.
These are close misses. Right wing. Quick three from Eggert. That one very flat. Someone might have got a piece of it, and that someone was probably Marley Hughes. Marley, left wing. Holding on her hip. Up top to Emily Cooper. Over to Aubrey. Dorn on the right back to Emily Cooper. Leaves it for Aubrey. Emma Stelter calling for it in the post against Maddie Rosen. Left wing, Marley Hughes. 4:08 and counting. Emily Cooper, right wing. McDonald leading 26-16. Aubrey Dorn holds in the right corner, has it high above her head over Lizzie Rosen. Dorn finds Destiny Boffman, back out Marley Hughes. Hughes, good head fake, pulls it back to Destiny Boffman on the left wing. Back to Marley, left of the circle. Ooh. Thought about the three, back to Destiny, and Destiny also thinking about pulling the trigger, but McDonald extending the possession here instead. Leading by 10. Emily Cooper crosses over, leaves it for Marley Hughes on the left. Good close out there by Eggers. Marley maintaining the bounce at the high post. Aubrey Dorn attacks right to the rim and scores.
That's what they got to do.
28-16 McDonald. 3:26 to go first half here on WOGO Sports, Wogo Radio, and Max TV. Up top, spinning into the lane. High shot off the glass that misses badly, and Emma Stelter rips down the rebound. Brenna Peterson, the sophomore, just a little too much power on that one. Marley Hughes, left wing. Donald up by 12, would love to extend it. We've got a Hayden Boffman and Megan Byer sighting in front of us here. Some of the stars coming out tonight.
Yep.
Emily Cooper up top against Kress. Cooper to Marley Hughes. Marley for three.
Oh.
Yep. Marley Hughes, her first three tonight. And a timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Macs basketball on Wogo Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more.
No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
7 made threes for the McDonald Lady Macs in the first half, and with 2:49 to go, despite some foul trouble, they lead Clear Lake here in this regional final game, 31-16. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Ezra Van Dyke running the controls back at WOGO Studios in Halley. Deep three misses everything from Press, and that one was 7-8 feet beyond the arc. An unsanctioned chant coming up from the McDonald student section after that one doesn't nick the rim. Marley Hughes on the right. Hughes drops to the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turning, works the pivot, back to Marley Hughes. Aubrey Dorn at the right elbow. Aubrey holding, caught about a 16-footer. And again, a little smile on her face.
Yep.
Like to see her shoot it at some point, but again, there's so many shooters on this team. As Lauren Deeds back into the game, goes up strong over Maddie Rosen, gets her own rebound and a whistle down low.
That's going to go on.
That's on Rosen, Peterson. That's her second, not a Brenna Peterson then. So I believe that's just her first, team's third. 2:08 to go first half. Marley Hughes will inbound. Marley finds Emily Cooper, back to Marley on the left wing. Lauren Dietz, big ball fake, pulls up, 16-footer, tough shot off the front of the rim. No, rebound out of bounds to Clear Lake. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office, sim4kids.com. Press up top, loops it right side for Lizzie Rosen. Good closeout, tipped pass. Madison up top, Aubrey Dorn ties her up. Possession is going to go to the Clear Lake Warriors, but Aubrey Dorn getting a big hand from the student section. 1:42 to play in the first half.
And the Nats are sitting at 1-3-1 with Aubrey up on top.
And again, we commented last game, we love that defense.
She wreaks a lot of havoc on that.
31-16 McDonald. Lizzie Rosen into the corner. Kress, tough catch there, back to Rosen. Kress in the left corner, snaps off a three. Somebody got a piece of that one again off the side of the backboard and to McDonald.
You're saying nobody hit it.
I will correct myself. I really...
I thought so, too.
It came off a little awkwardly, and I... All right. If it was a missed call, maybe they'll go...
I think so. Way.
Aubrey Dorn, left wing. Quick pull-up, left elbow. No on the jumper for Lauren Deeds. Lanise Boffman and Destin Boffman, sister duo, about to come back in for Coach Cooper. Minute 11 to play here in the first half. Right side, Madison. Madison finds Lizzie Rosen, left wing. Rosen attacking.
Ooh.
Runs one out. That was almost a walk. Kress throws it away. No, it'll stay with Clear Lake, but Aubrey Dorn had a hand in the passing lane. So Lanise Boffman comes in for the first time here tonight. Marley Hughes, Lauren Deeds will sit out. Destiny Boffman back in. Lanise, one of the captains on this team, the 5'1" senior guard forward combo, number 30, 1.4 points per game. Again, late season action. She was recovering from that injury. Under a minute to go, Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass but can't quite tip it back to herself as Madison gets it back. Kress right wing against Destin Boffman. Finds Madison straddling the arc. Kick out Lizzie Rosen. Rosen puts on the floor with the left hand. Crossover down the lane, losing it on the way to the hoop and out of bounds off of Brenna Peterson.
And I'm watching Emily Cooper. She's got her eye on one of those cross-court passes. She's going to pick it off soon.
Working like a free safety. 36 seconds to go, first half, 31-16 McDonald. They've hit 7 threes in the first half. Played some excellent defense as well. Aubrey Dorn, hesitation dribble, kick out Lanise Boffman, right corner. Long cross-court skip to sister Destiny. Destiny attacking the paint, back out to Lanise. Long two, that one no offensive rebound. Put back, yes, Aubrey Dorn. The weak side rebound for Dorn, 33-16 McDonald, 12 seconds to play. Across the timeline is Peterson, who had 18 last night. Peterson picks up the dribble, high pass. Rosen to beat the buzzer, and she bricks one off the back of the iron, and we hit halftime with McDonald looking good in the first half of this regional final. Your halftime score, the Lady Macs 33, Clear Lake 16. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
My name is Tracy Smiskey, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Hot shooting first half for the McDonald Lady Macs, and the defense tightening the screws on the Clear Lake Warriors in this regional final game, 33-16. Your halftime score, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll have stats, analysis, and highlights here. Mark, first half, we saw McDonald with a couple players who didn't have their best offensive game, at least scoring-wise, last night, getting back into the action in a big way.
Oh, yes, and those three-pointers are keeping us in this game tonight because they got some good rebounders on defense down there for Clear Lake, so we got to hit them, and then we got to start. I like the fact that we started to attack the basket a little bit more, and maybe try to get Rosen in some foul trouble there. But we got to keep doing that, and just playing some good defense. We're to hold Rosen right now to 5 points is probably a good thing.
McDonald has two starters with two fouls. Foul trouble, maybe the lone blemish on that first half for the Lady Macs. As you look at the leading scores for Clear Lake, six players have scored. But as you mentioned, Maddie Rosen leads the way with 5 points. Then after that, three for Lizzie Rosen, three for Ellie Kress, two apiece for Brandy Madison and Brennan Peterson, and one for Nora Agard. On the other side, Lauren Dietz, 10 points, and she scored them almost right away in this game. Emily Cooper with 9 points on 3 made threes. Marley Hughes with 5. Destiny Boffin with 3. Actually, Aubrey Dorn with that late basket moved up to 4 points, and Amber Adams with 2. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. Your first half highlights. 3-pointers for this Clear Lake team. A lot of balance on offense. Donald trails 3-0. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper drops at the left elbow. Out to Lauren Dietz for the tie. Straight on, straight in. Lauren picks up right where she left off last night. 3-3. Left wing, Ellie Kress against Emily Cooper. Right side for Agard. Agard lost it to Marley Hughes. Hughes just ripped it away. Hughes finds Lauren Dietz along the baseline. Skips out. Destiny Boffin for 3. Right side. Oh. Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a double-double can have on this game. 10-5 McDonald. Destiny Boffin back to Emily Cooper. Cooper for Marley Hughes, right of the circle. Back to Emily Cooper. She'll try another 3. Left wing. Oh, net! Marley Hughes back to Lauren. Lauren, good ball fake. Emily Cooper, right corner. Long cross-court skip. Marley Hughes to Destiny Boffin. Passes up the 3 after a quick closeout. Emily Cooper on the right. Finds Lauren Dietz. She'll snap off a quick 3. Rattles it in. Right corner pocket, Lauren Dietz. She has 10 already. McDonald leads 16-5. Cooper on the left. Great work there by Aubrey Dorn as they just tried to bomb it into Maddie Rosen on the inbounds to use her height, and Aubrey won that battle. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip. Emily Cooper unloads a 3. Got another one! Position there from Rosen, but McDonald made it a tough angle. Lady Macs facing that zone. Emily Cooper right winged. Lauren Dietz left of the circle. Into the paint. Out to Cooper from Boffin. Cooper for 3. That one is pure.
Good from here.
Emily Cooper crosses over. Leaves it for Marley Hughes on the left. Good close out there by Agard. Marley maintaining the bounce at the high post. Aubrey Dorn attacks right to the rim and scores.
That's what they got to do.
28-16 McDonald. Some of the stars coming out tonight.
Yep.
Emily Cooper up top against Kress. Cooper to Marley Hughes. Marley for 3.
Oh.
Yep. Marley Hughes, her first 3 tonight. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO. Max lead 33-16 at the break in this regional final. We're back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs here on WOGO. For every McDonald basketball game, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and we're going to start down here at the bottom of my list with Matt Pulver down at Laughlin Air Force Base, Texas. Matt's a Chi High grad, another Chi High grad, Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, out of Spandalem, Germany, is currently in Africa. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad with the Chippewa Army National Guard. Chuck Gardo, a Chi High grad with the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii. Noah Stewart, another Chi High grad, stationed at Lackland Air Force Base. Wayne Trouble is a 1996 McDonald grad, is with the Wisconsin Army National Guard out of Fort McCoy. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is on the USS Tucson. And then Jordan Chartrand is in the Army out of Fort Bragg, and he's being deployed to assist with the Ukrainian efforts. That's something else we need to talk about later on. Carter Billen with the Security Forces at Fairchild Air Force Base. Kristen Levezer Davis, she's still listening to us out there at South Carolina in the Air Force Reserves. Major Corey Aber in the Marine Corps, getting ready to retire soon. Sarah Passon-Bovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland out of Scott Air Force Base, currently over in Africa. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base in Maryland. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. We will be seeing him on Wednesday night. And Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base with our daughter-in-law Linda and our granddaughter Rosalie. So we're getting set to start the second half here. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military as we see what's going on over in Ukraine right now.
Realizing again, as we see so many people in Ukraine taking up arms, even without training, what freedom is worth.
Oh, exactly.
Honoring those who have fought for it and continue to do so to make this great nation what it is. McDonald will start out with the basketball in the second half. Marley Hughes, Emily Cooper, Lauren Dietz, Abby Petronovich, and Destiny Boffin, original starting five. Hughes has it up top. 33-16, McDonald leads. Lauren Dietz driving left baseline. Dietz flips it back to Marley Hughes. Up top, Emily Cooper between the circles. Right wing feed, Lauren Dietz from Destiny Boffman. Pulls up from 10. That spins in and out. Offensive rebound, Abby Petronovich. Abby goes up strong. Off the glass and in. That's the first bucket for Petronovich, and she was doubled there and able to just pull it away and work it right over the top of Maddie Rosen.
Yeah, she fought hard for that one.
Brenna Peterson up top. Peterson, Lizzie Rosen, Maddie Rosen, Ellie Kress, and Nora Eggert. Also the original starting five for Clear Lake. Quick three for Eggert. Right corner is good. Eggert, the sophomore, 35-19. So answering three for two. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper at the high post. Destiny Boffman. Destiny turns from 15 feet. Sweet.
Just like a free throw.
Boffman has five. 37-19. McDonald up 18 and showing backcourt pressure. Lizzie Rosen to Maddie Rosen, left wing, feeds near midcourt. Getting across to Maddie Rosen is Kress. Bounce back to Kress. Right by that McDonald insignia on the left wing. Eggert dumps down to Rosen. Rosen turning out of a double team in the paint to Brenna Peterson. Almost walked, but I think she held that pivot foot. Back to Brenna Peterson. Peterson, long three. That's an air ball rebound to Lauren Dietz. And Dietz will push across the logo. Left side, Marley Hughes. Marley holds on her right hip, now working a right hand to dribble. Back to Emily, back to Lauren Dietz. Dietz threw it away in the paint. I think a little spacing issue there as Destiny Boffin and Abby Petronovich were both in the area but not really looking for the ball.
Yeah.
Kress, tough pass in the paint. Holding her ground is Abby Petronovich. And rebound off of the wild shot goes to Marley Hughes. Great job there by Petronovich, just walling up and making that a tough look.
Yep.
At the high post, Destiny Boffin. She'll take another free throw line jumper. That one spins in and out. Rebound to Maddie Rosen. Very makeable shot there, and you like that. If they're going to give that to Destiny Boffin, she can make that all second half. Kress back to Lizzie Rosen up top. Rosen leaves for Kress into the left corner. Nora Eggert back to Kress. Will pull the trigger from deep beyond the arc. Eggert, another three. That one an air ball. Doesn't even nick the rim. Just a little bit too quick, maybe on the pull up there. Marley Hughes driving hard into Eggert's body inside the left block, and Marley going to the line for two. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Marley Hughes goes to the line for the first time tonight. She had 5 points in the first half. It's 37-19 McDonald. As we are 3 minutes and 4 seconds into the second half. First free throw rims out for Marley Hughes. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Second free throw is pure for Marley Hughes. She has 6-38-19. McDonald's doubled up on Clear Lake here in the second half. Early going. Eggert, dangerous dribble out in front of her. Emily Cooper and Marley Hughes both poking at it. Eggert up top. Excuse me, that wasn't Eggert. That was Brenna Peterson. Kress up top, picked up her dribble, finds Lizzie Rosen, the senior. Rosen against Destiny Boffman. Destiny's defense is just phenomenal. Left wing is Peterson against Marley Hughes. Peterson on the drive. Tough shot inside Marley. Wow, an athletic play by Peterson driving to the cup from the left side and up and under Hughes with her right hand. 38-21 McDonald, 14-19 to go. High post. Lauren Dietz. Dietz turns, faces the bucket, back to Marley Hughes on the right. Some hand signals, leaves it for Emily Cooper on the left wing. Cooper a bounce, high post, kick out Marley Hughes from Destiny Boffman. Boffman retreats to the right corner. Lauren Dietz, ball fake, now driving hard, gets underneath Rosen, flips it up, a beautiful finger roll with the left-handed layup. 12 for Lauren Dietz, 40-21 McDonald. Peterson having trouble with it near midcourt. She has a high dribble, and McDonald almost takes it away. She's able to push it in front of her own bench to Maddie Rosen. They'll leave her all alone for a three, and she'll drain it. Goodness. Maddie Rosen just a little too talented to leave her all alone. She had a lot of time to think about that, too. 40-24, McDonald. Rosen going through the body of Lauren Dietz, and now a travel called on Dietz. I thought maybe they would get a foul, but Lauren goes to the ground. 13-28. Amber Adams, Sydney Flanagan in. Lauren Dietz will take a quick break, as will Destiny Boffman. McDonald up 16. Foul trouble in the first half for McDonald. Petronovich and Dietz each had two. So far, no whistles against the home team here in the second. Peterson running the point right now against Marley Hughes. Spins across the timeline. Peterson up top. And Peterson down the right side of the lane, and Emily Cooper picks her pocket. Cooper rolling on the right wing. Emily holding, maintaining the dribble, back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes drops to Amber Adams at the right elbow. Adams loops out for Sydney Flanagan. To Emily Cooper left wing against Peterson. Cooper now against Eggert with a right-handed bounce. 12:55 to go, 16-point lead for McDonald. We're in the regional final against number 5, Clear Lake. Emily Cooper up top. Left side, Amber Adams outside the arc. Finds Marley Hughes, left block extended. Leaves it for Amber Adams. Up top, Emily Cooper. Spots up for three, straight on. Front of the rim, no. Rebound off of Marley Hughes. We'll go back to Clear Lake, who will sub in Brandy Madison, the 5'5 freshman guard. And Nora Eggert will sub out, the sophomore.
Yeah, it makes kind of just pick up the defense a little bit here.
Maddie Rosen up top to Kress. Rosen calling for it one-on-one against Petronovich. Gets by her layup. No. Rebound Sydney Flanagan. Left wing, Amber Adams. Adams finds a cutting. Petronovich poked away from her, but right back to Adams. Sydney Flanagan right wing. Marley Hughes. Sydney Flanagan on the right. One bounce with the left hand for Emily Cooper. Almost one-third of the way through the second half. McDonald up 40-24. Cooper left wing. Across the floor to Sydney Flanagan. Marley Hughes in front of her own bench right side for Flanagan. Flanagan one bounce and back to Emily Cooper. Near the McDonald logo at midcourt. Under 12 to play now. Flanagan right wing. Flanagan head fake. They're going to get her with a travel. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office. You can find them at 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls or apply online. MasonCompaniesInc.com. That's MasonCompaniesInc.com. Emma Stelter in for Abby Petronovich. McDonald again employing some full court man-to-man here. Peterson across midcourt. Marley Hughes rips it away. They're on the ground. They're tied up. Possession will stay with Clear Lake.
Great defense here by Marley.
And again, for Brenna Peterson, the sophomore, as she subbed out here for Nora Eggert, the comfort level really hasn't been there, it seems, dribbling the basketball, and she handles it quite a bit. And the McDonald defense has just been so intense. Hand off up top from Rosen to Rosen. Right side, Madison, the freshman. Feeds it in to Rosen. The senior, Maddie Rosen, lost it off her sneaker out of bounds. Possession to McDonald. She was trying to make her move into the post. Lauren Dietz is going to come in at the next juncture. Maddie Rosen about ready to attack and hold on to the basketball. 40-24 McDonald. Now Rosen steps in front of a pass into the post and steals it away from the intended recipient, Amber Adams. Lizzie Rosen left wing. Feed down to Maddie Rosen. Rosen gets inside. Stelter left-handed layup is good. Maddie Rosen starting to assert herself here in the second half. 40-26, McDonald. And it was a pretty tight one last night between Lake Holcomb and this Clear Lake team before a late charge by Clear Lake put them up double digits. Now it's a little different here tonight as they're trailing by 14. Marley Hughes to make that 17. No. Offensive rebound. No from Sydney Flanagan as Lizzie Rosen a little bit quicker to it. Flanagan almost pokes it away from Madison. Was fumbling for it. Able to get it back to Ager. Madison in the right corner. Madison driving baseline. The freshman stepped on the line. Yes, she did. Sydney Flanagan hurting her right into the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah, she was kind of Adams on as a senior against a freshman.
Adams out, Flanagan out. Aubrey Dorn in, Lauren Dietz in, Destiny Boffman in. Emma Stelter takes the seat as well. 10:27 to go here in this regional final, second half action. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. 40-26, McDonald. Trying to win a regional title for the second straight year. Reach and foul and timeout taken. Nope, not a foul. Timeout taken by Coach Cooper. Back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Welcome back to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. 10:15 to go, second half here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs lead the visiting Clear Lake Warriors 40-26 in this Division 5 regional title game. Marley Hughes inbounds out of the timeout, gets it right back from Lauren Dietz. Dietz, Cooper, Hughes, Dorn, and Destiny Boffman on the floor right now for Coach Don Cooper. Lauren Dietz at the right elbow, turns, working the pivot foot back to Marley Hughes on the right wing. Emily Cooper up top between the wheels. Cooper maintaining the bounce. Under 10 minutes we go. Long cross-court feed. Marley Hughes. Corner three comes up short. Rebound pulled down by Lizzie Rosen. Rosen against Destiny Boffman, who's picking her up full court. Rosen changing directions across the timeline. Oh. Destiny pokes it away. Gets it back in the backcourt is Rosen. She'll give it up on a pass to Madison. Madison feeds Rosen. Rosen down low. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Put back Agert. No, and this time Dorn secures the rebound, and she's sent tumbling, and that will be a foul against Nora Agert. Good defense on the first shot attempt by Rosen. And Dorn. Agert snuck in there for the offensive rebound, and that time Dorn clears it up and gets the rebound. The foul.
Yeah, we got to do a little better job on that. Securing that first rebound.
Trying to limit Clear Lake to just one shot here to maintain a 14-point advantage, 40-26, or maybe extended on this possession. Marley Hughes, left wing, finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz at 10 in the first half, in the early going of the first half. She has 12 for the game. At the high post, Aubrey Dorn turns, faces at the right elbow. Dorn crashing right to the hoop, left and a layup high off the window and in. Aubrey Dorn with six as she attacks from the free throw line.
She got around Rosen and she figured she had a pretty good chance at it, and she did.
Maddie Rosen throws to Madison, left wing, looking for it on the give and go. Madison holding the lever alone. She'll try a three. She'll drain a three. Brandy Madison. And that is now five made threes for the Clear Lake Warriors. 42-29. McDonald's lead whittled to 13. Still a lot of game action left. 8:30 left in this regional final. Emily Cooper back out to Marley Hughes. McDonald hasn't hit a three here in the second half after seven in the first. Marley Hughes back to Emily Cooper, trying to change that. Cooper for three. Rams in and out. Long rebound pulled down by Eggert. Emily Cooper has it on the floor. It's loose. Madison scoops it up. And do we have a whistle and a foul? Vince McDonald thought maybe we'd get a tie-up, but instead that one's going against Marley Hughes, her third, team's first of the second half. They played clean for almost 10 minutes. Kress will go out, Brenna Peterson in. 42-29, McDonald. Peterson, runner in the lane, tough shot off the back of the bracket. No rebound, ripped down by Lauren Dietz. Marley Hughes across the logo at midcourt. Under eight to play. 42-29, McDonald. Cooper up top, working the bounce, leaves for Marley Hughes, 35 feet from the bucket. Right wing back to Cooper, leaves for Hughes between the circles. Marley holding, back to Emily Cooper. She'll spot up a three right in front of her own bench. That one is perfection. Four made threes tonight for Emily Cooper. She has a game-high 12, tied with Lauren Dietz. And just like that, it's back to a 16-point lead for McDonald, 45-29. High pass in the right corner, retrieved by Peterson. Peterson splitting two defenders, driving baseline. Marley Hughes just took it away. Cooper push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz between two defenders. Beautiful euro step to the cup and good. What an athletic move by Lauren Dietz and a timeout taken by Clear Lake. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
.709 remaining in the game here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, live from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 47-29. The McDonald Lady Max lead the Clear Lake Warriors. Maddie Rosen for Clear Lake has it swatted away from her, but kicked out to Eggert. Eggert short on the three off the back of the rim and rebounded by Abby Petronovich. Cooper push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz with a game-high 14 points. Destiny Boffman for her second three. That one rims in and out. A tie-up, no. Abby Petrovich ripped it away, and she's fouled on her second attempt. Missed the first, got the second, and that foul may be on Rosen. If it is, it's her third.
Yep.
Oh, muscling it up, Abby Petrovich, and I thought that might be a held ball, but Abby said, no, I'm going to rip it away so fast. Using the strength there, the McDonald senior. Petrovich perfect on the first free throw. She has three. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Second free throw, a little bit short for Petrovich. Now, that's just the second on Rosen. I thought she had three, but I think I incorrectly called her for one earlier that actually went on someone else. Left corner, Eggert. Up top, Aubrey Torn steps in front of a pass. They tried to get past her long arms, and that's just not a winning proposition. 48-29, McDonald. Lauren Dietz, left wing, one bounce for Emily Cooper. 6:15 to go, second half, 48-29, McDonald. Cooper, pass in traffic, pokes it, pushes it to Lauren Dietz, pulls up from 17. There we go for Lauren. She has 16. 50-29, two-thirds of the way through the second half. Timeout taken by Clear Lake. They're going to take a 60-second timeout. We will as well. Back in 1 minute from the regional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Well, the student section rocking and rolling as McDonald has a 21-point lead with 5:55 remaining here in the regional final game from Stephen Demraisler Gymnasium in Chippewa Falls. Clear Lake with a deep three out of the timeout. Lizzie Rosen almost went down and popped out. Abby Petronovic with the rebound. Long push ahead to Destiny Boffin. She finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn up strong. No offensive rebound. Lauren Dietz up with the left hand. That one's no good. Maddie Rosen with the rebound. A couple good looks there for McDonald.
Yeah.
Lizzie Rosen, right corner. That's Peterson. Peterson feeds in the post. Abby Petronovic just picked up the foul as she was trying to play the pass and went through the body of Maddie Rosen.
And I think Clear Lake looked like they came out in a man-to-man defense.
Amber Adams will come in, as will Emily Cooper, Lauren Dietz, and Destiny Boffman out. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Lizzie Rosen will inbound. McDonald doubling Maddie Rosen on the inbound. So Rosen will hold and go up top to Kress. Kress down to Maddie Rosen. Quick three right corner. That one just skims off the glass. Doesn't hit the rim. And Emily Cooper rather push ahead. Amber Adams. Adams can't get the bunny to fall from low on the right. It was a tough shot with Maddie Rosen crashing down in on her, but a good look from Emily Cooper. Lizzie Rosen left wing. It's go time here for Clear Lake if they want to get back into this one. Maddie Rosen had a pass just picked out of her outstretched arms by Aubrey Dorn.
That was a great defensive play by Aubrey.
Emily Cooper up top, hands off for Marley Hughes. Hughes curling at the foul line, bounce to Amber Adams. Adams, the senior, the left elbow, back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper, she's at the charity stripe, leaves to Marley Hughes. Hughes in the lane, Amber Adams. Adams flips out Emily Cooper. Cooper goes between her legs, crosses over, beautiful move, teardrop runner. It's the back rim, rebound over the head of Rosen to Petronovic. Petronovic too strong, fights it back to Emily Cooper, to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking, goes high off the glass, open arm for Aubrey.
Good fight down there by all the girls.
I think every single player on the floor made a clutch play there to keep that possession alive, to bat a ball. And an offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn looking for three the old-fashioned way. And she's just off the mark with a free throw. She chases down her own rebound in the corner, can't quite save it. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more about co-op at lakeland.edu. Petronovic out, Cooper out. And for McDonald, Lauren Dietz back in, as well as Emma Stelter. 52-29 to Lady Max, 4:22 to go in this regional title game. Quick three, right corner off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Maddie Rosen. Rosen goes up strong over Emma Stelter, will earn a trip to the line. Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley, where they are now hiring. Culver's in Lake Halley, wages up to $18 an hour. First free throw no good for Rosen. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. Maddie Rosen with 4:14 to play, her team trailing 52-29. Second free throw is good for the talented senior, not wanting this to be her last game. Some full court pressure. Marley Hughes facing it. Looking for a run and trap. She'll loop a pass to Aubrey Dorn. Finds Stelter. Stelter tried to fit a pass between a couple Clear Lake defenders. They'll knock it out of bounds. And Emily Cooper will come back in with Destiny Boffman. Amber Adams out. Emma Stelter out.
With 4:02 left, McDonald leads by 22, 52-30, inbounding underneath the hoop of Marley Hughes. Hughes holds, waits, and throws up top Emily Cooper. Under 4 minutes to play in this regional final. We're back to Destiny Boffman across the foul line to Marley Hughes. Hughes crossing over. Emily Cooper up top. Lauren Dietz curling down the lane. Marley Hughes left wing. Long cross-court feed. Emily Cooper, deep three, 5 feet beyond the arc off the front of the rim. No. Rebound muscled down by Maddie Rosen. She bumped Aubrey Dorn out of the way.
Yeah, she did.
3.5 minutes to go. Peterson, right wing, the sophomore doubled. Throws a pass up top to Lizzie Rosen. Rosen from the foul line goes way too strong. Offensive rebound, Maddie Rosen, and Rosen fouled by Marley Hughes. Well, online or in person, learn your way. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. Lizzie Rosen off the inbounds in the left corner. Out to Kress, long three, front of the rim, no rebound. Emily Cooper heaves it ahead 50 feet to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with a layup and good. Those were some long steps there by Aubrey.
It was.
A timeout taken by McDonald. We're back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Aubrey Dorn now with 10 points, and it's 54-30. McDonald has three players in double figures, and they are 3:07 away from cutting down the nets here in Chippewa Falls. Clear Lake trying to avoid their second defeat in the last half year here on this floor, once in volleyball in a sectional semi and now in a regional final.
Marley Hughes is out there playing with four fouls.
Lizzie Rosen, quick trigger on a three. That one just hits the glass, no rim. Rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline. Right wing. McDonald will bleed some clock on these possessions, you would assume. Marley Hughes at the logo, right side to Emily Cooper. Cooper right wing. Back to Hughes, holding high on the left. They'll make the defense come out to them. And again, using a lot of clock as Cooper goes between her legs and behind her back. Left wing back to Marley Hughes. Hughes, the foul comes with 2:22 to play. Still one more to give for Clear Lake.
Peterson picked up her third.
54-30, McDonald. And subs coming in for Clear Lake now. Number 2, Emily Haydock, the senior. Number 35, Mariah Dutton, the senior. And that would seem to be the white flag from the Warriors.
Yeah, let the seniors get out there.
Emily Cooper up top. Marley Hughes. And catch with Cooper near midcourt. 54-30, McDonald. Whistle up top against Maddie Rosen. And that was the last one to give for the Clear Lake Warriors. 2:11 left to play. We'll see if McDonald probably sub in some of their bench soon as well. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Cooper left baseline. Out to Marley Hughes with 2:06. 54-30, McDonald and Rosen a quick foul. That is her fourth. Reaching in on Marley Hughes. 2:04 left to go, and Marley Hughes will be shooting a 1-1 here. Sitting on 6 points, 1 of 2 from the line. Free throw is perfect for Marley Hughes. 55-30, McDonald. Second free throw for Hughes, the junior. That one looks good, is good as well. 8 for Marley Hughes, and the lead is 26 for McDonald. I'll move on to face the winner of Prairie Farm and Gilman in our post-class post-game show. See if we can get you that score. Long rebound off the missed three by Mariah Dutton. And now a timeout called. I believe this might just be a substitution timeout for McDonald. And it will be as Lots of hugs and high fives, especially from the McDonald seniors, as they'll get a chance to get out the scissors and the ladder in just a few minutes of game time here. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, cvosm.com/WOGO. Now the student section getting a little riled up here. Having some fun in the timeout. Minute 49 left, 56-30 McDonald. MS Delta inbounds to Sydney Flanagan, Lanise Boffman, Amber Adams, Callie Goulet makes her first appearance tonight as well, number 25. Goulet hands off to Lanise Boffman. Boffman curling into the lane, back out to Sydney Flanagan with a minute 38. Amber Adams up top. Lanise Boffman. Boffman pulls up a shot from 14. No rebound, Maddie Rosen with 90 seconds on the clock. McDonald cruising here. Their second consecutive regional title. Quick three left side. That one comes up well short for Emily Hadek, the senior. And McDonald will let it go out of bounds. The subs coming in now to give the seniors the recognition they deserve. And a standing ovation from the Clear Lake faithful here. And some tears and hugs from this Warriors team as they've seen McDonald end their senior season in both volleyball and now in a regional final in basketball. It's incredible talent at that school. 56-30. McDonald up top, and a quick whistle will send Lanise Boffman to the line, shooting a 1-1. So Lanise will get a chance to become the eighth McDonald player tonight to score with a minute 9 left. First free throw for Boffman off the back of the rim and won't go down. Rebound to Peterson. Peterson pushes ahead, pursued by Callie Goulet. Right side drive, that's Eggert. Her shot blocked on the way up. Emma Stelter goes crashing to the floor. A little inadvertent shove there by Eggert as she just kind of tripped over her. And Emma Stelter now will get her shot at a 1-1 from the free throw line. That was team foul number 9 on Clear Lake. So Emma Stelter, the senior captain, shooting the 1-1. Free throw rims out. Callie Goulet fights down the rebound to Amber Adams. Adams up and in for 2. The senior gets the bucket in the regional final. 58-30 McDonald. 48 seconds to play. Long three from Kress. That one bounces off the side of the iron. Out of bounds. No save there along the baseline by Peterson. Good work there by the sophomore. Peterson goes up strong and count the basket and the foul as she goes over Cindy Flanagan. Brenna Peterson with 6.
Continuation there.
So Brenna Peterson, the 5'8 sophomore forward, makes good on the end one. That's her first free throw tonight. 37 seconds to play. 58-33 McDonald. Amber Adams has it up top, cutting across the foul line. Adams loops it down for Lanise Boffman. Snaps off a 3, right corner. Just nicks off the front of the rim. Out of bounds going to Clear Lake with 23 seconds to play. Coach Cooper still calling out instructions, coaching until the final whistle. As per usual, making sure every member on his team is always ready to play. Madison up top with 18 seconds. Float it down into the corner. That's Eggert. Eggert, a nice move to the hoop, but her shot goes astray. Cindy Flanagan will walk it across the timeline here at McDonald. 6 seconds to play. Final home game of the season for McDonald, but the season will not end here tonight as the clock hits zeros, and they'll be cutting down the nets shortly. Your McDonald Central Macs are regional champs for the second consecutive year. Your final score, McDonald 58, Clear Lake 33. This is Lady Macs Basketball and WOGO Sports. A lot coming up in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's coming up in 3.5 minutes. Post-Glass and Mirror, quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's all coming up in 3.5. The Lady Macs regional champs here on WOGO Sports and Macs TV. Don't go away.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Well, they're flooding the floor for the last time this season here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central for a girls' basketball game. But the season does not end here tonight as the Lady Macs win a regional title for the second straight season, knocking off Clear Lake 58-33. The ladder is out, and Lanice Boffin will be the first one to climb it here. And this is always a fun moment to see. We've seen it so many times to the boys and then the girls the last 2 years. Enjoying some of the festivities as head coach Don Cooper will be joining us here momentarily. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll see if we can share some of the photos with you on Twitter and Facebook shortly as well. But first, we'll join head coach Don Cooper for a moment. And stats and highlights coming up as well. Coach, first off, congratulations. When you know a season is going to end here at home, your final home game for all of these seniors who've worked so hard for so many years practicing on this floor for years and years,
How special is it to see them, as we see Sidney Flanagan right now, being able to cut down the nets and say, you know what, this is our final home game, but our season is not over?
Well, Sidney made a great quote for all these seniors going into the game, and it was so inspirational. And again, this is the last time these girls will ever be on the floor, and they just played their hearts out tonight.
Coach, last night, maybe the threes weren't falling quite as thick and fast as they did in the first half here tonight. Again, defense always, always leads the way for this team, but it sure is nice when you're getting some of that air support from the threes as well.
No, I agree, and I agree. We were very patient on offense. Sometimes we became impatient, like there was a shot clock, but that's some of the, hey, we want to score, I'm wide open, but valuing the ball and the clock, those are important things, too, to finish out games.
Talk about your rotation in the front court, Coach, because Abby Petrunovic, Emma Stelter, Aubrey Dorn, they're faced with a tough task here tonight and an incredibly talented player in this region and Maddie Rosen, and they really made it difficult for her.
Well, again, we're going to see lots of people like Maddie Rosen, and again, it's just these Emma Stelter and Abigail and Aubrey, they do a wonderful job at defending, and we have help. But to credit Clear Lake did a great job shooting outside three-pointers and kept them in the game.
How is your offense able to adapt so well as you face different defenses and different zone looks again here tonight?
That's all we've seen so far. And again, Clear Lake is a man team, but I think that they were hurt by players being hurt, so I think they wanted to stay out of foul trouble, so that's what they went to their zone. So,
well, Coach, we'll let you celebrate with your team, and we're going to see you next week. It's always fun to keep this journey going.
Yes, thank you guys for the great coverage.
It's Head Coach Don Cooper. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. A lot to come here in the Post-Glass Post-Game Show. We got your highlights, your leading scorers, and again, we're going to get some pictures up as well, as there's a big crowd on the floor right now for this regional title for McDonald. 58-33. Don't go anywhere. We're back in three on WOGO Sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath
with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. The nets have been cut, and these McDonald Lady Macs will move on to a sectional semifinal next Thursday. We'll have it for you here on WOGO. It'll be at Colfax, and Prairie Farm will be the opponent, as one might have expected. The Prairie Farm Panthers pull away from Gilman, led by as many as 29, 65 to 41. They blow out Gilman, and so that will be the matchup that we expected. And next Thursday, that, again, you level up every single game here with the caliber of opponent you're facing. And I'm sure we talked about Clear Lake wanting to get or give some comeuppance to McDonald for that loss in volleyball in a sectional semi. I'm sure Prairie Farm sure remembers how they had a big lead early, and McDonald just tore their hearts out and tore away their chance to go to state in the sectional final last year at Prairie Farm.
That'll be a good game. Unfortunately, I'll be... Lita and I will be down in Louisiana visiting Alex, so Mr. Dave Flanagan's going to fill in for me, but I'll be kind of trying to listen or watch or somehow catch that game, so that'll be interesting.
It should be an incredible battle. We'll look at the leading scorers now here for both sides. Six players scored for the Clear Lake Warriors, led by Maddie Rosen with 11. And again, such a talented play, and her senior season comes to a close. She did go down hard in the first half, left the game with an injury, did come back, but very possibly was battling through that. And so, again, just a lot of courage there by the senior as she finishes in double digits in her final game in a Warriors uniform. 7 for Brenna Peterson on the night, 5 for Brandy Madison, 4 for Nora Eggert, 3 apiece for Ellie Kress and Lizzie Rosen, another fine senior bidding adieu to the Clear Lake program. On the other side, for McDonald tonight, they had 7 different players score 3 in double figures, led by Lauren Dietz with 16. Then Emily Cooper with 12, all on made threes from beyond the arc. Aubrey Dorn with 10 points here tonight. Close behind Aubrey was Marley Hughes with 8, 5 for Destiny Boffman, 4 for Amber Adams, and 3 for Abby Petronovich. Again, scoring coming from a variety of areas. We saw Lauren Dietz score 25 and then 27 the first two rounds. She had 10 points very quickly here tonight, got some foul trouble, but again, other players picked up some of that scoring load, and you don't need to score a ton of points when you're holding opponents to 27, 29, and now 33.
Yeah. Again, the McDonald defense has just been tenacious in this playoff run here. That's good to see. And again, it's against some very good teams with some good shooters. Yeah, I was impressed, like you and Coach Cooper talked about, the play of Abby and Audrey and Emma on the big girl there. So with Rosen, she's a good player, and they had to do a really tough job to keep her from scoring.
And again, the road gets more difficult, but this McDonald team is battle-tested, well-prepared. And you talk about the caliber of defense that they play. I mean, this is a Clear Lake team that was only averaging 36.5 points per game given up. That's really impressive. And we talk about how great this McDonald defense is. They give up 38 points. And again, different conferences. But still, this is a Clear Lake team that knows how to play defense. And McDonald puts 58 on them here tonight just really looked strong in all phases tonight.
Yeah. There's plenty of photo ops going down there now. They got the team picture with the plaque and the net and everything else. So everybody's getting their phones out and cameras out and getting that picture. And again, hopefully they can do it again next weekend.
Certainly hoping for a continued run to go on. 4 more games is what we're looking for. And again, it's a game-by-game tournament, as always. And these girls, especially this senior class, Coach Cooper always credits these seniors. Just incredible efforts from them. And some things that don't always come out to the casual observer. You look at the box score sometimes, and then things pop out a little bit more. But there's other moments in the game that are so pivotal that you might not see in a box score. And it could be Destiny Boffman, who's battling with the other team's most talented offensive player every single night. It could be Abby Petronovich not getting a rebound but batting it away from a Maddie Rosen so someone else can scoop it up. It's just all those little plays that lead to wins like this, and it was an impressive one tonight for McDonald.
Yes, it was. And, again, Amber Adams does such a great job coming off the bench. Sydney Flanagan, you know, again, we're just fortunate. Coach Cooper is so fortunate to have such depth coming off of his bench with some very talented girls. And, again, they play so well as a team. If these girls just keep playing together and relying on each other to do their jobs, we should get four more games in.
Well, we are looking forward to continuing the journey next Thursday night. We're going to take a three-minute break and then be back as we finish up your Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. The Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We've got those second half highlights coming up for you in 3 minutes here on WOGO.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Just about time for highlights here as McDonald wins a regional final 58-33 in dominating fashion over Clear Lake. They were up 33-16 at the half. Again, McDonald has given up 27 points, 29 points, and now 33 in their first three games of what we hope is an extended seven-game tournament run. Let's hear how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Right wing feed, Lauren Dietz from Destiny Boffman pulls up from 10. That spins in and out. Offensive rebound, Abby Petronovich. Abby goes up strong. Yes. Off the glass and in. That's the first bucket for Petronovich, and she was doubled there and able to just pull it away. And 35-19. So answering 3 for 2. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper at the high post. Destiny Boffman. Destiny turns from 15 feet. Sweet.
Just need a free throw.
Boffman has 5. 37-19. McDonald up 18 and showing backcourt pressure. Lizzie Rosen to Maddie Rosen left wing. Feeds near midcourt. Getting across to Maddie Rosen is Kress. Bounce back to Kress. Right by that McDonald insignia on the left wing. Hagert dumps down to Rosen. Rosen turning out of a double team in the paint to Brenna Peterson. Almost walked, but I think she held that pivot foot. Back to Brenna Peterson. Dietz turns, faces the bucket. Back to Marley Hughes on the right. Some hand signals. Leaves it for Emily Cooper on the left wing. Cooper a bounce. High post. Kick out Marley Hughes from Destiny Boffman. Boffman retreats to the right corner. Lauren Dietz. Ball fake. Now driving hard. Gets underneath Rosen. Flips it up. A beautiful finger roll with the left-handed layup. Marley Hughes, left wing, finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz at 10 in the first half, in the early going of the first half. She has 12 for the game. At the high post, Aubrey Dorn turns, faces at the right elbow. Dorn crashing right to the hoop, left hand to Lynn, high off the window and in. Aubrey Dorn with 6 as she attacks from the free throw line. 35 feet from the bucket. Right wing back to Cooper. Leaves for Hughes between the circles. Marley holding. Back to Emily Cooper. She'll spot up a 3 right in front of her own bench. That one is perfection. 4 made 3s tonight for Emily Cooper. She has a game-high 12 tied with Lauren Dietz. 29. High pass in the right corner retrieved by Peterson. Peterson splitting 2 defenders driving baseline. Marley Hughes just took it away. Cooper push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz between 2 defenders. Beautiful Euro step to the cup and good. What an athletic move by Lauren Dietz and a timeout taken by Clear Lake. Rebound over the head of Rosen to Petronovich. Petronovich too strong. Fights it back to Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking. Goes high off the glass. Whooping hard for Aubrey.
Good fight there move by all the girls.
I think every single player on the floor made a clutch play there. Shooting the 1-1, free throw rims out. Callie Goulet fights down the rebound to Amber Adams. Adams up and in for 2. The senior gets the bucket in the regional final. 58. And that's how the second half sounded as McDonald wins this one going away 58-33 over Clear Lake. As we finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, the journey continues, Mark Maloney, and you're taking a journey down south to see your son. And so we are certainly hoping that, again, as Dave Flanagan, kind enough to join me in the next 2 games, that he'll just be keeping the seat warm for you to come back for games at state. It's going to be a hard road, but this team has just risen to challenge after challenge. And, again, if they keep playing this way, hopefully we're doing some more McDonald girls games together when you come back.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, I'll be keeping in contact with you or watching live stream, watching it somehow. I'm going to be figuring out what's going on with these girls because it's fun watching them play, and we just want them to keep on going. We'll hopefully by that time my voice will be a little bit better, too.
Get that healed up. And again, we talked about this pregame. Coach Cooper mentions it every single time we talk to him pregame or postgame. There's something about seniors and their leadership and their ability to just reach into that tank and just find reserves that maybe they didn't even know they had, but saying, we're going to put this team on our backs collectively, especially when you have such a strong senior class like this one for McDonald, and we're not going to lose. We're not going to let this team lose.
No, and I think, a lot of that carries over. A lot of these girls were on that state volleyball team, so they know what winning's like. They like to win, so and I think they're gonna, I really do believe this is the team that's gonna make a really good run. So I'm hoping I'm not jinxing them, and I don't think I can. I just don't think these guys can get jinxed, so I'm looking forward to it when I get back and going down to, I think they play
the Resch Center in Green Bay. So, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. We never want to get ahead of ourselves. But this team, I think we've known from the beginning of the season that this team has the capability of making a run to this point and beyond. And there's even the expectation. But you look at the caliber of opponent they play here tonight in Clear Lake, and nothing's given once that ball goes up for the opening tip. And I think what we've seen is that McDonald is able to have their level of play rise to meet the challenge of each successive opponent. And it is not going to be easy against Prairie Farm. That is a good Prairie Farm team, a fast, aggressive Prairie Farm team that jumped all over McDonnell just over a year ago. I mean, that looked like it was going to be a runaway game for the Panthers, and then McDonald with some heroics. Destiny Boffman and Emily Cooper in particular in that game really, really came on strong to pull McDonald back into it. But there's some leadership here for this McDonald team, this senior team, that makes you feel like, hey, we've got a shot against anybody in the state, and you're feeling like you've got a good chance no matter who is on the other side.
Yeah, exactly, and last year we had one senior in Hannah Geisler. So, you know, these girls that are going up against Prairie Farm are the same girls that played them last year, minus Hannah. So it will be interesting. And, again, it's not on their home court. It'll be at Colfax, so it's a neutral court. So it's maybe a little bit of an advantage for McDonald, knowing that, okay, Prairie Farm, we're not playing at your house. We're playing at a neutral house. So let's see what you got.
Absolutely, and again, just one final point about those seniors. When we look at this Clear Lake roster tonight, two Rosens graduating, Lizzie and Maddie, but they had two seniors and three sophomores in their starting lineup, and talented sophomores for sure, but I think maybe we saw a little disparity in experience here tonight the McDonald defense really pulled Clear Lake out of their comfort zone, and especially those younger players. You could just see it. Doesn't mean the talent isn't there, but the comfort level, especially handling the ball, was just not there because of that relentless, not individual, but team defense by McDonald.
Yeah, I saw that right away, Caleb, and I wanted to make mention of it during the game, but again, I didn't want that to jinx us in that aspect. You know, the fact that the McDonald experience with Clear Lake coming out with three sophomores and two seniors on their starting lineup, that the McDonald girls were just going to, you know, let that experience show a little bit.
And again, I think we saw another thing that McDonald has done so well is offensively. Sometimes the shots are falling, sometimes they're not. In the first half, everything was going in. The second half, not as much, but their ability to take care of the basketball, to minimize turnovers. They had six in the first round, only 10 in the second round, and we'll see the final stat line from here tonight. But again, being careful with the basketball, being willing to take their time, not taking a lot of quick shots. There's no selfish players on this team, and I think the efficiency offensively has really taken even another step forward.
Yeah, and again, you know, the three-point shooting that we did tonight, I think I counted up eight threes that we made. That's phenomenal for a team to make eight threes and, you know, and consistently drain them like that. And we got the kids that can do it. So, you know, again, they got to keep that up for get. Well, I got to just say one game at a time now, because we're going to go up against some very good competition.
Again, you got Prairie Farm, and we'll see what happens after that. Of course, Northwood is still looming out there as well, but this is a Prairie Farm team that has the ability to go to state as well, for sure. And so McDonald has taken it one game at a time so far and has been impressive in all three of those contests, and they are your regional champs once again. We'll say thanks to Ezra Van Dyke back at the WOGO studios in Halle, keeping things running smoothly and pulling double duty Friday and Saturday night. Thank you to Val and the entire McDonald Area Catholic Schools team, for Max TV, our final partnership with them this year for a home game for McDonald girls basketball. Looking forward to being back here Tuesday night as Adam Schilling's boys will start what we hope can be an extended playoff run. They'll have a tough matchup, the 8-9 Prairie Farm, the boys coming in on Tuesday. So we'll see Prairie Farm twice in the space of 3 days. Looking forward to that one on Tuesday night here on WOGO Sports. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night for the final time in the postseason from McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 58, the Clear Lake Warriors 33. This has been McDonald Macs Girls Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. The Lady Macs are regional champions. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.